What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I want to bring this up. We have spoken about the Yankees a little bit today, some of their issues. I heard two people, though, driving in. Not one, but two. Where I'm thinking, are these guys losing their minds? So both C-Mac and Jerry said it was a possibility, still, as we sit here this morning, that the Yankees could sell at the deadline. They're not selling at the deadline?
No way.
I don't care how badly the next couple of games go. You're telling me that a general manager, who, of course, with the fans, is certainly on the hot seat, and a manager who has been on the hot seat seemingly since the day he's come here with the fan base, are going to sell at the deadline? They're still, you know, they still have the first wild card. This American League, albeit better than last year, if Aaron Judge is coming back and he is healthy after this stint on the IL, you can't tell me that this team is going to punt the rest of the year and start selling pieces off. That's insane.
Well, you know, through this baseball season, everybody on this station, including us, all goes through these ups and downs. And what I was thinking about was when the Mets got swept in Pittsburgh. And we came in here on Monday morning, and I was livid.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I got so worked up over that. And I'm like, what am I doing? I couldn't believe that I was getting all crazed about that. And then the last couple of weeks, I was saying what the Mets need is they need a long winning streak. And, you know, they swept the Angels, they swept the Giants, and they lose a bad game last night. But the point being is that this is what happens. If you can go, like, and get 7 to 10 wins, now all of a sudden you're back in first place. You feel like your team is settling down. You're getting healthy. They're making trades. And look, if you're the Yankees and you're trading for Ryan McMahon as a third baseman, and by the way, his first two games, I think he won the games for the Yankees. Yeah,
defensively stellar, yes.
And offensively.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he was already a plus the moment that he stepped on the field and put on the uniform. And then, of course, the news comes that Aaron Judge is going to be on the IL. And that is going to be it's going to be a 10-day deal. Maybe I don't think he'll come off earlier than that. But, they're just going to have to tread water until he gets back. And in the meantime, Brian Cashman has got to fortify the bullpen. I don't know necessarily that they're going to be able to add another offensive player. I think the fact that they added a legitimate Gold Glove third baseman, I would have loved to have seen Suarez here, but I know his defensive metrics aren't what this kid's metrics are. And this kid already had won a game defensively for the Yankees.
Yeah.
As soon as they put him out there. So it seems like it's a great add. But you don't add a guy like this and Rosario thinking that, you know, we're gonna start selling.
Yeah, so C-Mac, who's listening right now, says that he wanted to clarify, and maybe this is something that I had missed, where he said if Judge was hurt bad, he would sell. But I also heard him say that the fan base probably doesn't want to admit it, but thinks that it might be a better idea to sell. Which,
hey, guys, they're not selling anybody.
I mean, that to me is
they're trying to win now, and you know that's the Yankee way. They may not go all the way. You know, they wanted a World Series last year, and you know what they're missing Juan Soto from last year's team, and they tried to replace him with Goldschmidt and Bellinger and Fried. And now they added McMahon. I mean, so they're still in the midst of going for it.
I mean, especially in baseball where you grab a wild card, you get hot, the whole thing. We've gone over it a million times before. Now, I mean, I don't look at them right now as a group that's capable of winning a championship, but I also, you know, I didn't look at the Arizona Diamondbacks the year that they went on that run and went to the World Series as a team that was capable of winning the National League. I mean, there's so many different things that can happen through the end of the season.
We still have 2 months to go.
But I mean, they're going to go. They are going to try their best to win, to make the playoffs, and still try to win the division, even though they're 5.5 games back. There's no way that they're going to look around in this American League and go, you know what? Fine. We're going to focus on 2026. Absolutely not.
No way. I mean, and listen, I do believe that Brian Cashman has probably got a couple more trades up his sleeve before Friday. And yeah. I think that, you know, they...
Thursday. Is it Thursday,
it's
right?
It's Thursday. Okay. Yeah. But think about, like, last night they had over about 38,000 fans. Prior to that, the Phillies was all sold out. I mean, they're in the midst of it.
Yeah.
And their fan base is a little they have agita now. They're a little nervous because of Aaron Judge. But, I just think that there's no way that the Yankees are selling. And I'm glad that C-Mac prefaced that by saying, if Aaron Judge were going to be out for the rest of the year, if Aaron Judge needed UCL surgery, if Aaron, you know, all that stuff that is, you know, we don't have answers to now, then you could say, hey, maybe then we got to give it up. But, you know, right now, no way.
I did hear Jerry mention how, you know, maybe they could trade Bellinger and then get him back like they did with Aroldis Chapman, like stuff like that. I'm like, man, like I know they've been scuffling. And I know that the Judge injury and the way they've been playing, how sloppy it's been, you know, it does not inspire a lot of confidence.
No, but again,
however,
you don't add two infielders. And Rosario can be all over the place, by the way, as he got his first hit last night. But you don't add those types of players thinking that you're selling off and not trying to win a World Series.
Yeah, so C-Mac, 100%, because he sent me a...
Thought he'd be sleeping by now.
He should be sleeping.
Maybe he's eating.
See, that's just a mean thing. That's just a mean thing right there.
To him right now, it could be like dinner time.
So
maybe he's like, it's reversed with the way he has to live his life.
He said...
Wouldn't it be like he's after work now, and it's 3 hours or 4 hours since he went off the air. Goes off the air at 5.
Yes.
So it's been 4 hours.
He just got to go home and go to sleep, generally, you would think. That would be the time to do it.
Well, maybe he eats now and he goes to sleep like at 11 o'clock or something. So he's probably eating.
So he sent me...
You know he's eating.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
He sent me a ex post that he put out there.
Yeah.
That said, the second we found out Judge would be back, selling was off the table. So that's what he was.
Well, there you go.
So, but
Jerry still.
Jerry had him selling. He had him selling.
I can't believe Jerry has him selling.
First I heard selling with C-Mac show, but I guess out of context selling. I'm like, selling.
When was Jerry talking about this?
Warm-up show this morning.
Fleegs, are you doing the warm-up show with Jerry?
I did the last segment after we were done.
Okay, but were you not in that segment where he was talking selling?
I was not.
Was Roscona here?
Roscona has to be listening.
I was there.
Yeah, were you listening?
Yes.
So am I mischaracterizing that? The whole Bellinger thing, trade him, get him back, like Aroldis Chapman?
Right, but I think it was more of like a hypothetical. I don't know if he was really thinking that they were going to be selling.
He said if the next couple games go really bad, I could see how this team would sell.
Right. Yeah, but he's not saying, in his opinion, they should, is what I'm trying to say.
Same echoes. I'm not eating. Okay. I'm dropping my kids off at camp. No.
No.
I'm not eating. I'm dropping my kids off at camp.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Although.
Yes.
I am hungry. So there you go. That's the minute-by-minute, blow-by-blow of C-Mac. Now, Jerry's saying wrong. Now, I will talk to him in a second. I heard, now we could go back, and maybe I was completely lost this morning driving in. I heard driving in that he said if the next couple games go bad, you could actually see this team, because it's like a team that you don't really believe can win, selling. Roscoe, is that somewhat paraphrasing what I heard?
Pretty sure, yes.
And I heard he made the comparison to Bellinger and Chapman.
Maybe he was just having a bad moment. You know, Jerry can have those.
Yeah.
God. So when I was on with him, he was talking more like if the Judge injury takes a turn and they find out that he's not going to come back as early as they're anticipating, before, and they get that news before the deadline.
Well, I was hoping you'd come in. I can't get up and go out there. And sometimes you're like, I would come in if I wasn't chomping over the sound because they fired everybody around here.
I was doing moment of the day, actually.
Oh, you see, that's what that I mean. I don't want. Did I mishear that?
The Bellinger thing is wrong. What I said was, be careful for those like Yankee fans that have called up that said, you know, maybe we trade Bellinger because of the option thing.
Oh, okay.
And you get him back in free agency like did Chapman. Okay. All I said was, be careful. The guy loves it here. You might not want to send him somewhere else.
But you did say if they have a bad couple of days,
I think,
because you believe that they're a team that right now can't win a championship.
No, I'm not one that doesn't believe that. What I'm trying to figure out is, what freaking team are they? Are they the team we saw in the beginning? Or, because this has been brutal.
Yes, but I do think when you add Rosario and McMahon, it basically is going to... You're going
Mike Schmidt.
Yeah. No, I know. It's not
and
Suarez.
And McMahon's great defensively.
And all I hear is about Suarez.
No, I don't want him either. I would not have wanted him either.
Okay.
I think my point is, if you get swept by Tampa this week, where are you? I don't know. It's just... And that's what they have to figure out.
Do you remember when the Mets got swept by the Pirates?
I do.
Yeah, where were they?
Yeah, but this has been going on for 8 weeks now.
It's a little bit later in the season now, too. Where, you know,
like, yeah, show me, aside from the comeback in Toronto, where have they played well?
They haven't, especially defensively.
So that's kind of the problem.
Right, I know it. And hopefully McMahon will probably settle that side of the
infield
down a little bit. Maybe Rosario gives Volpe a couple days off, let him play shortstop a little bit, possibly.
What if Freed doesn't pitch well again tonight? That'd be like four or five starts in a row.
What if he throws a no-hitter?
I understand.
Yeah, but he has not pitched well.
The trend is going in the wrong direction. So you're just trying to figure out, if you're Brian Cashman, are we really going to send out, I don't know what prospects it would be, but are you really going to give up on Ben Rice and Jason Dominguez for a team that's not very good right now?
They're not giving up. They're right in the mix. They have a wild card. Anything can happen. Guys can get hurt. You know, Suarez got hit on the hand with the baseball last night. You know, supposedly the x-rays were negative, so who knows where he's going to end up. I'm just telling you that they are not throwing in the towel.
And
that is not the Yankee way, for God's sake.
It was what year was
once, that? Once when we were here.
2016.
Year,
right.
The so one it, year that I've been here, I'm working well here, that's the only year that they threw in the towel.
And a lot of what ifs. What if they find out Judge is going to be out longer than we think?
Man, you are so...
I'm not.
He's going to come back earlier.
But these are real... But that's a real thing,
though.
And
how about this little 10-day rest?
I'm not saying
now, all of a sudden, he comes out and he starts smashing home runs again.
And that would be great. I'm going with what's actually happening right now. I'm not making stuff up.
Yeah, but it's you're leaning negative.
Well, I'm trying to get into the head of the GM.
Like, you're
that's the whole point of the conversation.
The GM just made three trades, if you count Carrasco. That's a minor trade.
No, don't count that.
But that's a minor trade.
And Rosario...
Yeah.
Hey, Boomer, up your ass.
I'm not saying that. I was just theorizing how difficult this week has to be over there. That's all.
I just think about, like, the New York Rangers and New York Yankees are kind of like the same thing. They're always in. Except when they write a letter to you and they say, you're not in and we're not giving you any money back for your season tickets.
Exactly, which you dealt with once.
And yeah, and by the way, Yankee fan season ticket holders don't want to hear they're not in. They want to be in, all in.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.